USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House continues to say that intelligence concerning Russia allegedly placing bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan was not actionable. Speaking with reporters a short time ago, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says,
"There's no one that has looked at more of the intel than I have."
And Meadows says a New York Times report claiming that President Trump had not been briefed about the information was unreliable and not substantiated. While speaking to reporters, Meadows also said to expect negotiations on another coronavirus stimulus package to begin during the second or third week of this month. Meadows saying that President Trump has made it clear he supports a second round of stimulus checks for American workers, and Trump is also advocating for other things like a payroll tax cut. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A controversial pipeline has been nixed. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The energy company behind the Atlantic Coast Pipeline announced their intention to cancel the project, citing the cost of it and regulatory hurdles. Duke Energy and Dominion Energy said they abandoned the proposed $8 billion pipeline, which would have carried natural gas 600 miles through West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina, as well as underneath the Appalachian Trail. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 to overturn a lower court ruling that found the U.S. Forest Service did not have the authority to grant a special use permit to allow construction of the pipeline below the Appalachian Natural Scenic Trail.
Phase 3 of New York City's coronavirus reopening process is getting started today. Part of the Phase 3 includes personal care services from tattoo parlors to nail and tanning salons being allowed to reopen with restrictions. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wall Street is opening sharply higher this morning to start the first full trading week of July, as Friday was a day off for the street in advance of the 4th of July holiday. Airline stocks and others tied to the economic recovery are gaining ground as investors remain upbeat, despite the uptick in those coronavirus cases in America. Gasoline prices across the U.S. have decreased for the first time in nearly 10 weeks, that they had been edging up. We get more on the story from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Although it's a tiny drop of 1 cent for a national average of $2.17 a gallon, the price is 59 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the wide disparity of prices across the nation.
Across the country, the lowest average gas prices can be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.81 per gallon, followed by Louisiana at $1.83, Arkansas at $1.85, Texas at $1.86, and Oklahoma also at $1.86 per gallon. Leading the nation with the priciest gasoline is California, where the statewide average has risen to $3.08 per gallon, followed by Hawaii, which has seen a drop to $3.07 per gallon, Washington at $2.70, Nevada at $2.61, and Oregon at $2.58 per gallon.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.